Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Beat the bang extreme. Friday. Favorite day of the week. Win some cash and your weekend is complete.
Here we go. Let's meet our contestant. Hello, Karen.
Hey, wait.
What?
Hello?
Oh,
Karen.
Calm down.
Hi, Karen.
Oh, my gosh. Hi.
What's going on?
Oh, my gosh. I'm waiting for a meeting at work, and I'm so excited. Oh, my God.
All right.
Oh, she's putting off work for us, oh, Stacey.
You got a meeting going on right now? Are they cool with you not being in there?
My principal said I could step out if I happened to get on.
Okay, good.
Oh, that's great.
Can they hear you right now?
I went to a separate room because I'm so excited.
Okay.
Because they're listening to Kids Bop.
Oh, that's what they're doing in there. Okay. Karen, how do you feel about Kids Bop Karen?
Kids Ball?
Kids Bop. Oh, you haven't heard of Kids Bop Karen? Oh, you got to look her up. She's this.
Oh, the Kids Bop, the little, oh, yes, you know what, like the little toy?
No, it's okay.
No, never mind. I have no
it's,
idea.
It's no okay. Yeah, it's all good, Karen. All right, well, I know you. So you're a teacher. You said you work at a school?
I am a high school counselor.
Oh.
Pray for me, guys.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, you are doing God's work.
Oh, high school counselor? She is at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bad and ugly.
I don't think we want to know.
Was it a slow week this week or a lot of kids in trouble?
Oh, we have had quite a few kids in trouble. Yes.
Yeah. It was one of those weeks, huh, Karen?
It's every week, JC. It's every week.
High school students, JC.
I bet, man.
Yeah.
I bet. All right, Karen. Well, we appreciate you and what you do out there for those kids,
yeah. Even
when it's extremely tough. But we would like to reward you with some money, so let's go ahead and step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Elephant.
Yes. Noise?
Yes.
I would love the noise, Karen.
that was
way better than Big Al Mack.
That has been replaced.
Standing,
yeah.
Karen.
Uh-huh. According to the text earlier, someone says an elephant says roll tide.
Yeah.
That's an Alabama fan right there.
An Alabama fan right there. Yeah.
Well, Karen, your elephant noise was really good.
And their elephant is named Big Al.
That is true, Big Al. Look at that.
Yeah.
Same name and everything. Yeah. All right, Karen, well, here's the deal. You gained access to our vaults. Now you get to pick one of them. Which one would you like?
32.
Vault number 32. All right, that one's all yours. Here is Jenna, who's going to give us Jenna's That's What I Like coming up here shortly to tell you how we play the game.
I am, but not until we can hopefully get you some money. Karen, you're going to hop in that vault, and the banker's about to start shouting out some dollar amounts that are going to go up and up and continue to climb. No idea when that vault door is going to shut on you, so just feel it out and shout stop very loudly so we can hear you when you think it's gone as high as it's going to go. And remember, it could be 1,000, 2,000, or 5,000 if you're lucky today. But if it ends in anything that ends in 1,000 is the last number.
Got it, Karen?
Okay. I got it.
All right, Karen. Okay. You got this.
You got this, Karen.
Counsel kids in high school.
Yeah.
This is Hank.
There's nothing you can't do, Karen.
There you go.
All right.
JC.
Let's see how much money you bring out. Let's play Beat the Bank Extreme.
$130 $200 $270 $310 $380 $440 $500 $530 $590 $650 $700 $810
Oh no, she's going for it.
Yeah.
I was.
I blame you.
Well, you can't win if you don't play, Karen. So
nerves of steel.
You can't win if you don't play.
You were going. You were going for it.
Nerves of steel right there, Karen. We appreciate how you play the game.
Can we send you a T-shirt or something?
Yeah, I want to send...
Is it a consolation prize?
Can we send you one of those?
Yeah.
Well, sure. I lost to Beat the Bank.
Cool. Okay. I'm going to get that printed
out. That's not what it's going to say.
I'm going to get that printed out.
I lost you want to beat the bank.
I'm going to the mall. I'm getting that printed up for you this weekend, Karen.
Yeah, maybe we should start making those. I lost beat the bank, and all I got was this lousy t-shirt.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. Well, okay. Karen, it was a pleasure talking to you, and I hope you have a wonderful day at school today and enjoy your weekend, okay?
All right, love you, Dad.
Hold on.
Hold on. Yeah, we want to get you your shirt. That's Karen.
That's funny.
Man.
I lost it, beat the bank. Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, you got another chance to do, not lose, but to play Beat the Bank Extreme. But right now, let's get into what Jenna's into this
That's
week.
That's what I like. Yeah. That's what we like.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, I like a little bit of pop rock music, so I'm going to throw y'all a little bit something new. JC and I love 21 Pilots,
yes.
And so there's this artist that has his own new project out, but anyway, so this is just a single guy, but the name of his project is called Love, Fame, Tragedy, and I get a little 21 Pilots vibe from it, so see if you like it. This is called My Cheating Heart.
And it's just one guy.
Yeah, he's in a group called the Wombats, but anyway.
Broke off,
that's
did
neither here nor there. Yeah, exactly. So this little album has he kind of partners up with a bunch of different artists to do stuff, but I don't know, I really like that song. It's a little more rock than what I play for you, but I know we love 21 Pilots. Okay, so this is a cool thing. Netflix, I don't know if you pay attention to Netflix sometimes and the stuff they try and roll out, and some people get features because they're always trying to test new things. So I'm sure you read about this week that that Seth Meyers has a stand-up coming out.
Okay.
And on it, there's a feature that you can skip politics. So, you know, a lot of times when you watch a late night show, and we complain. I mean, frankly, especially when election season's coming around, we get really burned out on that. And Netflix is starting to test a feature only on his stand-up right now, but I think if it does well, they're doing it as kind of a joke that you can skip politics,
so
right?
So like skip title.
So the whole first part of his stand-up is going to be politics-related humor, and you can just skip it and skip to the next section of his stand-up,
oh,
which
cool.
I think is brilliant, and I think a lot of us would love to do that on everything that we're presented Facebook, on everything. I wish there was just a skip politics, and then you could mute everything that everyone did with politics, but...
Right.
Because I love Jimmy Kimmel. I could do without that part of the monologue.
It's a beating after a while. But then it goes like with the actors who are mad that Netflix is going to try that higher speed thing. It's like you're messing with our art. Are we messing with his art?
You are messing
with... allowing him to say everything he wants to say.
In a way, you're messing with the flow of his stand-up comedy.
He obviously is giving permission for this to happen.
Exactly.
He's cool
with it.
They said it was just kind of an element of humor that they wanted to add, but so many people are responding to it saying... this is a great idea.
Well,
can we have this in our lives?
Yeah. More people will tune in, I think, just to see how that works.
And it's literally just a little button. It's kind of like the skip intro.
Right.
But skip
I
politics.
Believe so. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because you see that all the time now, which was great
that you got
to skip. I mean, how many times I listened to the Game of Thrones intro until I updated and had the skip intro?
Yeah.
It's a long one, too. It's like a 4-minute intro every time.
You hadn't updated it yet?
Well, this was a few months ago. I don't update my stuff.
I see.
I'm so wary of updates, right? We're always supposed to hold off on it. All right. I've been really scouring the net to start to find some cool Christmas presents. And so this might be more niche for the one you love or for us to buy our boss, George, because he likes to meditate every day.
Mm.
But we've talked a lot about different kind of meditation apps. And I never seem to stick with any of those. So there is this little headset. It's called the Muse. It is it goes around the back of your head like headphones would, right?
Right.
It hangs right by your ears. So it's a little more pricey. It's $149. They say it's like the world's best meditation device and it connects to an app. So if someone in your life really needs to meditate or wants to meditate, this thing's really cool. It's very sleek looking. I need it for riding on the airplane. But it actually helps you meditate. I love cool tech gifts because I think buying gifts for guys, I think most women agree, it's so hard to find cool things for guys. Us girls, women, we love a lot of things, so it's hard to go wrong with us because we like tons of stuff. But guys are so simple sometimes, it's hard to find things.
Is it just a noise canceling? I'm not a meditator.
No, it has little headphones that go into your ear, too. And it's actually, they say it's like an EEG, so I think it's monitoring your heart rate and other things like that. So it lets you know how well you did with your meditation, and it connects to an app. So within it, it's also playing certain lengths of meditations for you to listen to.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's cool. Kind of different, kind of cool. I'm looking hard for some cool gifts lately, so that's one of them. And those are things that I like.
That's it right there. Hey, we're going to have those at KidNation.com. So you got love, fame, tragedy. You can also skip politics on Seth Meyers' stand-up special on Netflix.
New button.
And the muse, if you like meditation or you want to get into meditation or you have someone in your family who's always high-strung and they need to meditate, get them the muse and you'll be all set up. All those will be posted at KidNation.com. And Jenna will be back again next week with another edition of That's What I Like. But coming up next, let's get some feel-good out there, Kid Nation. Time for Feel Good Friday. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-KID-KID.
And tell us about those things you're looking forward to, what made you smile this week. As long as it's a feel-good story that's going to make us feel happy, we want to hear about it. And I'll tell you about this kid who kept getting in trouble in school for doodling in class.
Oh.
But instead of getting in trouble at home with his parents, they decided to nurture that talent that he had.
Okay.
And now he has a big job. I'll tell you what that is next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So the door closed on Karen with Beat the Bank Extreme.
Yeah.
It's all good, though. We got another chance for you coming up. 20 minutes away from a new password. So far, we've given away over $15,000. So we want you to add on to that. We want to make it over $20,000. Hopefully, you find that $5,000 vault. We got some new music. We got to share that Jonas Brothers song
a
little later on in the show. So we'll get to that. Anna's really excited. The Showbiz Top 5 is about 20 minutes away. But right now, it's all about feeling good.
And that shit make you feel good.
We call it Feel Good Friday.
Yes.
And our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I love this story right here. Out of England, the motherland, Big Al.
Give it to me, mate.
A 9-year-old kid in England named Joey kept getting in trouble at school for doodling in class.
Okay.
And, you know, we all knew that kid. That was very artsy.
Yeah.
Instead of getting in trouble with his parents decided to embrace it. They signed him up for art classes, which is what you're supposed to do as a parent. Find what they're into and then push them towards that.
Yeah.
Well, a restaurant recently hired him to cover an entire wall with his doodles.
Oh.
Really?
So we first got there, and we was expecting a picture size, picture frame size doodle on the wall. We spoke to Toby, and he moved a couple of things because they were in the middle of renovations, and said, "You've got the whole wall."
When my dad first brought it up, I was really excited, but I thought it was going to be really small. And then when I looked at the wall, it was ginormous. I was like, "How am I going to fit all the ideas in here?" But then they just sprung to life.
He's so good.
And it actually looks cool.
Excellent.
It looks really cool.
Like little Louie.
I would pay for him to paint a wall of mine.
Fly him out here, Big Al Mac. Why not?
That's awesome.
Why not do that?
Yeah.
All right, Kid Nation, let's get to you. What do you got from the text, Anna?
Yes, from the text, Robert said, "In a few days, I get to meet my two newest foster sons." That's sweet.
Oh, very nice.
Foster parents are the greatest.
Yeah. Wow. That's really, really sweet.
They really are, man. I have a friend that does that, and it's tough for them because eventually the goal is to get the kid back home in a safe environment.
Right.
And you got to say goodbye so many times to so many cute little kids. Let's go to the phones. Hi, Vern.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing awesome, buddy. Why are you feeling good on this Friday?
Just sold my house.
You just sold your house?
My goodness.
Wow.
How long did the market for a year, so.
Ooh, did you have two mortgage payments this whole year?
Yeah, well, rent, one rent and one mortgage.
Oh, man, I bet you're so happy this morning.
Oh, yeah, very much, very much.
Well, congratulations.
Congrats, Vern. Yeah, if you ever want to move and you bought a house, that is the biggest obstacle. You know what Kenzie and I talk about? Hey, maybe we should look at another house.
Yeah.
And then we think about, but we got to sell this one first. And that always ends the conversation.
Well, you never know, it's a pain.
It is a pain.
Especially after buying you. There's a lot of growth up there.
Just moving in general sucks.
Yeah, just the packing part is what gets me.
Right.
Maybe Kelly will let you buy part of her house.
Yeah, can I get one of those acres?
Yeah. Build on the back 40, yeah. What it is.
What's up, Logan?
What's going on, man? How are you, JC? You're my favorite dude. I'm so glad to finally talk to you. I've been trying to hit you up on Insta for so long, man.
Oh, really? Well, I'm gonna look for you.
Yeah, man. I'm so happy you finally got. Finally glad I got to talk to you guys.
I'm gonna look for you on the Instagram, Logan. What I'm gonna do,
Logan? Man. This is your moment with JC.
Logan, what's your name on Instagram,
Miss
sir?
Miss Kelly, you're my second favorite, and then of course Jenna. She's just a few. And the Big Al, man, you got it going on. You hold it down, dude. I love you.
But you're still in last place.
But I'm fourth.
Yes, definitely.
I'm fourth sometimes. It's okay.
Fourth.
Yeah.
Everybody has different flavors.
It happens. Yeah, I gotta be in line.
What's your Instagram? Hold on, Logan. What's your Instagram? I'm going to follow you, sir.
Yeah, man. It's Logan Doc Milstead. M-I-L-S-T-E-A-D.
All right, I'm going to follow you, too.
Logan
you
Dot?
Four.
Dot Milstead.
Yes, ma'am. Dot D-O-C.
Well, what were you?
Ma'am.
D-O-C. D-O-T.
Yes, ma'am. I was a medic in the Army for 6 years, and that's actually my Feel Good Friday. I got a whole bunch of my Army buddies in. We ain't seen each other in 10 years. I lost my leg in the service, and we're finally getting to meet up with each other, so we're going to enjoy this weekend and have some fun.
That's awesome.
That is so cool. Thank you for your service,
you for
too,
your
Logan.
Service, brother.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all. I appreciate y'all. Y'all do great things for a lot of people, so I appreciate y'all.
We appreciate you, Logan. Oh, you have a wonderful day. Enjoy the time with your buddies.
Yes, sir. Y'all too. Y'all enjoy y'all's weekend.
Mills.
Dude, did you find him?
All right. Hold on. Logan, Doc.
Hey, I'm in your DMs, man. I'm there.
Oh, then I'm going to look for you, Logan, Doc, in my DMs. All right, I'm going to look for you, Logan. You have fun, bro. Hey, don't forget, it's Veterans Day on Monday.
Monday, mm-hmm.
So make sure you thank veterans out there for the
service. Something nice for a vet.
Yeah, do something nice. Get them dinner or something. What's up, Allison?
Hey. My Feel Good Friday is that my grandparents celebrated 70 years of marriage this week.
Whoa.
Goodness.
All the kids, grandkids, and great-grandkids are taking them to Galveston next weekend.
All right.
Wow.
70 years. How old were they when they got married?
They were 21 and 19.
Wow, they lived a long
time. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was back in the day when you had to get married at like 19, right?
You have to.
Everybody was doing it.
She did.
Everybody was doing it.
That's what she did.
Yeah.
You started your life.
Yeah.
You graduated high school, you got married, and started yours.
My grandma's mom got married at 18. My grandma got married at 18.
I hope when I'm their age, I can still go to Galveston or where, somewhere and get in the water and have some fun. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, maybe just not too deep in Galveston.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
This is Galveston.
Hey, okay. Allison, you guys have fun celebrating your grandparents.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see that video of that 96-year-old man who got reunited with his dog, and the dog's going nuts?
No.
Yeah. And he looks like he's still moving around pretty well for 96. Hey, Beverly.
Hey. I'm excited to talk to y'all.
Hey.
We're excited to talk to you, and we're excited about the trip you're going to be taking. Where are you going?
Yes, I'm going to New Zealand. I leave on Sunday for 2 weeks.
Oh,
really? I'm gonna hook you up with Sam?
Yeah.
Are you single, Beverly?
I am.
Oh, so is Sam.
Lovely tour guide for you.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I just sent him a text message.
Don't force that kind of stuff and make it awkward. He would be a lovely person to show you around. He's the biggest teddy bear ever.
We're going
to
get your number, okay? And I'm going to hook you up with Sam.
Okay.
Yeah, that way you have someone to hang out with. I don't know how close you're going to be to where he lives, but at least maybe if you're close, he could show you some things.
Who are you going with?
I'm going with a friend of mine.
Oh, guy friend?
It's a girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Even
better for Sam.
Yeah. Sam's in there.
He'd be a great host. He's
very nice.
He really
is.
Beverly, have fun in New Zealand. Let us know how it is.
Thank you so much.
Okay, hold on. We're going to get your info.
Yeah, we got to hold on. Get her all set up with Sam, our official New Zealand listener.
We're busy. We got to hook her up with Sam. We got to get a t-shirt.
Made. Katrina.
Yes.
What's up?
Hey, morning.
Morning.
Good morning. All right, hit us with your Feel Good Friday. What is it?
So, my birthday was just a couple weeks ago, and my husband got me tickets to go see Cats the Musical tonight, and I've been wanting to see it for like the last 10 years, so it's going to be really exciting.
So exciting. You guys have fun out there. Cats the Musical.
I saw that many, many years ago.
What's a movie coming out with Taylor Swift? And
probably around Gordon? Christmas, I would think.
Is it based on a true story?
Sure, Al.
Talking cats.
Speaking of cats, I saw this study that apparently cats do not destroy furniture as much as dogs do.
Hmm.
Dogs
I believe that.
Destroy couches more than cats do, and we think they're the ones scratching it up. Dogs are the culprits.
Well, dogs, get them dirty and squish all your cushions down and pee on stuff.
And they'll hide bones in the cushion.
Oh,
and they'll try and dig
all
it up.
All over the place.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to Mana with Kinsey tomorrow.
Oh, really?
My favorite band from Mexico. Not yet. I'm in the process of...
You just put it out there in the
air. Yeah, I'm just putting it out. I am going to go. I'm just and seeing how much money I want to spend.
And it's mañana?
It's mañana, and it's Mana.
Oh, Mana. Yeah.
Mana. The name of the band is Mana.
Right. You're going to see them mañana.
We're going mañana. Nicely done, Al.
Thank you.
Brittany, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are y'all?
Doing great. Good. So, what are you guys going to get into this weekend?
Oh, I'm feeling good because I'm going to be an aunt for the first time, and tonight we find out if it is a boy or a girl.
Yay! Yay.
How are you guys doing it?
Fireworks.
You guys got fireworks?
Oh.
Yeah.
Fireworks. Inception.
That is actually a really cool reveal. Are you scared?
Yeah.
Are you scared that a fire might break out though?
No, we have a safety guy. The dad is a safety guy, so it should be very safe. We're gonna make sure that nobody gets injured.
Oh, man, I don't
know how do you get the gunpowder pink or blue?
Oh, they do it 4th of July.
Well,
they make
yes,
flags.
Yeah,
that's really cool. Send us a video when you guys do it. Oh, we all know Shaniqua. What's up, Shaniqua?
Shut up. Hey, y'all. Good morning, y'all.
Hey. Good morning.
This is Shaniqua, who brings us tamales sometimes from time to time.
What's up, Shaniqua?
What's up, y'all?
Where's our tamales?
Right?
Well, she's obviously not here. That's why she's calling us.
Best tamales in the world.
Yes.
Yes,
from Theodore's and Oak Cliff.
Am I going to see you this weekend, Shaniqua?
You might.
What are you getting into?
Depending on where you're sitting. Well, it's my husband and I's anniversary on Tuesday, and he surprised me with tickets to see Mana tomorrow. I'm so excited.
Hey! Mariposa traicionera. That's one of their songs.
Oh, yeah, mi amor.
Hey! All right, well, I'll see you hopefully tomorrow, Shaniqua. Shaniqua going to Mana, too.
All right.
You want to come out?
She might sneak some tamales in her purse.
I know she will.
She always
brings that
eating them while she's watching Mana.
Hey, we appreciate all the text messages, Kid Nation, all your feel-good calls. I see you. Unfortunately, we do got to keep the show moving, though. We got the Showbiz Top 5 coming up with Kelly Raspberry.
So when Kanye says he's running for president in 2024, why is everybody laughing? He's asking that question.
Okay.
We have that and more in the Showbiz Top 5.
And we got another password to play Beat the Bank Extreme.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Change our names legally to something that might be fun. What would you change it to?
You want to do it
just for 1 year?
All right, we'll do that.
Are we all going to change our names for 2020?
Maybe just for one show.
That's a bit okay.
We'll refer to each other as that the entire show.
Yeah. All right.
Hi, Christian Billionaire Genius.
I don't want to go. Your mom.
Your mama.
Your mom.
Your mom. Hi, your mom.
Your mom. Who's this? Your mom.
Your mom.
And let's meet our contestant.
All right.
Valerie, how are you doing?
Good.
Hi.
Yeah?
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hopefully we can make it great.
What are you doing?
I'm at work.
Oh, yeah. I hear all your friends back there. Are they all gathered around your office or your cubicle?
Yes.
I caught you all not working.
What do you do?
I work at a court.
Oh.
Didn't see my name pop up, have you?
Yeah.
Nope.
Good.
Yeah. A juvenile court.
Oh, bad kids. Oh. Got to straighten them out.
Juvie.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
I had to go to one once.
Yeah.
I got arrested at that Allman Brothers concert.
With your tube top?
I had to do community service.
Mm-hmm. Bad girl right there.
I've changed.
You guys call it juvie still?
Juvie.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah. Don't want to go to juvie, Al.
Are you a juvenile delinquent if you go to court or if you're just late? I was a late juvenile.
I don't know.
A delinquent.
Let her play the game. This is okay. Yeah.
Let her win money.
Now, Valerie's got important things to do in court today. All right. So let's go ahead and step up to the vault, Valerie.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Panda.
There you go.
There it is. Valerie, congratulations. That is the password. Now, you get to pick one of the vaults. Which one would you like?
Number one.
Oh, look, nobody picked number one ever, right?
Well, all right. Just did. I think she should pick who gets to explain the rules to her as well.
Okay, Valerie, who would you like to explain the rules to you?
Whoever wants to.
It wasn't any fun.
Yeah. Whoever wants to. Trey, do you want to?
Let's see if I can do it. I think I understand the rules. All right, Valerie, you're going to go inside the vault. Uh-huh. The banker is going to count up. He'll give you dollar amounts higher and higher and higher. Uh-huh. It could get up to $1,000, $2,000, or $5,000.
Okay.
But you must say stop before the vault door closes, or you get nada.
Nice, Trey.
Wow. And if the banker says any amount ending in 1,000, what happens?
That is as high as it will go.
Right.
It will go no higher.
Wait, keep him on his
back. Yeah.
That's the pro tip we can give you right there, Valerie. But you know that tip already.
Way to go,
Trey, that's nuts, sir.
I thought so, too. I appreciate that.
Good job.
I miss trembling, Trey. Like, when Trey would tremble when we put him on the spot. Trey's all... Oh,
he's still trembling a little.
Nah, he's fine. Look at him.
Those hands are
clean. He's all
steady
good.
As a rock.
Look how steady he is. It's Mary Trey now, so he's all good. All right, Valerie. Well, Trey gave you the rules. Now the only thing left to do is win all that money, so let's get to it. Let's play Beat the Bank!
$120 $200 $250 $330 $390 $420 $600 $680
Whoa! You got it, Valerie.
All right.
Order in the court.
Order in the court. $680 is all Valerie's
sounds
right
like
there.
She said stop a few times in juvie.
Hey, you stop! Stop! Yep.
Yay!
Congratulations, Valerie. What are you going to do with all that money?
Just probably pay some bills.
Yeah. You know, take care of them bills. Hopefully you have some left over. Buy yourself something nice.
Yeah, I might.
Valerie, just for fun, you got the $680, okay?
Yay!
Did they want you to keep going? Is that what they're screaming?
Yeah.
All right, well, you're about to find out how high it would have gone and see if they're right.
Okay.
$730.
Little bit of a jump.
$850.
That's always easy when you're not
a big jump.
Yeah, that's true.
$930.
Okay, so now we'll get to $900.
How higher could it go?
Uh-oh.
$1,000.
Hey, you know what? You got 680, girl.
That's okay. That's great. Thank you.
68% of it.
Yeah. It's almost a C. No, we'll go ahead and round up to a C, and you passed.
Right, on a curve.
And just tell your friends at the office that it stopped at 680 and that you were correct if they weren't listening.
Okay.
Yeah. We won't tell anybody, okay, Valerie? You hold on for us.
Okay.
All right. Great chatting with you. There she goes, Valerie, with $680. We got another round coming your way Monday, 7:10, 8:10 Central is when we hook up with those passwords. We call it Beat the Bank Extreme.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation. We got some new music that came out today. And Anna is particularly excited about one song. We will get to that song eventually. But Kelly, your boy Jason Derulo got some new music out today.
He does.
He released 6 new songs.
Do they all say Jason Derulo?
I'm sure he lets us know who's singing them in at least 2 of them. This song that we're going to play for you right now, this one's called Talk With Your Body.
Going back and forth all day. When you trying to tell me something, baby, talk with your body.
I love that. Sounds like genie in a bottle, baby.
Yes.
A little bit.
When you trying to tell me something, baby, talk with your body.
I bet he.
In a bottle. Yeah. I'm sure he asked Christina Aguilera for that permission. Jason Derulo got new music, and now some say it's too early for Christmas.
Nah.
But according to the music people, it's not.
The music people?
Yeah, Alessia Cara, she came out with a new Christmas song. It's called Make It to Christmas.
Darling, I know that our love is growing cold. It's just something about the snow this time. If it makes us lose our way.
Huh? I like that.
Yeah. I guess I must have heard that.
I love her voice.
We keep playing the same Christmas songs every single year, so they're trying to come out with some new ones.
Make a new one for us.
Or they update one that's old, which is what John Legend and Kelly Clarkson did. They updated Baby It's Cold Outside to sound a little bit better.
Good.
For current times.
It's cold outside. I've got to go away. I can call you a ride. This evening has been. I'm so glad that you dropped in. Time spent with you is paradise. I'll call the car and tell him to hurry.
He really wants her to leave.
Wait, what are you still living home? His name is Murray. Oh, with both the doors, so who's keeping score? Oh, I think they should rejoice. It's your body and your choice.
Yeah, so they're
doing it as kind of a tongue-in-cheek joke.
Yeah, think, so. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, they're doing it to make it more current.
Instead of trying to beg her to stay, he's saying, I'll get you a car the entire song.
Here's a driver.
He's not that into you.
A five.
Your body, your choice.
Yeah. All right, and Anna?
Yes.
The Jonas Brothers have a new song, but we don't have enough time. I'm just kidding. Here you go, Jonas Brothers. It's called Like It's Christmas. Christmas card ready. It's the Jonas Brothers with their little Santa hats on, and then Anna joined them.
Yep. Oh,
that's gonna be her Christmas card this year.
Very cool.
I like that song.
Yeah, cool. Me too.
You got some new music, a lot of Christmas music. Jonas Brothers, John Legend with Kelly Clarkson and Alessia Cara. And also, if you don't want Christmas music, Jason Derulo's got your back. All those will be posted at KidNation.com.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.